All right, so welcome to another deep dive.
Yes.
Today we're going to be looking at a sermon
Okay.
from Selfless Church, and it's titled January 12, 2025, Selfless Church Making It Personal Sermon.
Okay.
And it's a really interesting one because the pastor kind of uses the story of J.K. Rowling and
Right.
Harry Potter as a jumping-off point to discuss faith and sacrifice. And really pursuing your passions, even when like things get tough.
Yeah, it's Clipper, isn't it? Like, using Harry Potter, which
Yeah.
is such a kind of like a pop culture
It
phenomenon,
is.
to make these concepts more accessible, especially like for people who maybe aren't familiar
Yeah.
with traditional religious teachings and
Totally.
stuff.
And honestly, the story itself is just so inspiring.
It is.
So picture this, like J.K. Rowling, right?
Yep.
Single mom, struggling financially, but she has this
Yeah.
incredible magical world
Yeah.
swirling around in her head. So she pours her heart and soul into writing the first Harry Potter book.
Yeah, only to be rejected by 12
Oh,
publishers. Wow, 12.
12. Can you
And
imagine?
that is like, that makes you wonder
Yeah.
how many of us would have given up at that point. You know what I mean?
Totally.
It'd be so easy to start like questioning your own talent, your vision.
Oh, yeah.
But it's what she did next that's so powerful. So the 13th publisher was like, okay, we'll publish it, but you have to change the story, the characters, like basically everything.
Oh, wow.
And she was just like, nope.
She said no.
Yeah.
She refused to compromise her vision, even when she was facing financial hardship. And I think that's something so powerful. Like that, no, it wasn't just about a book, you
No,
know,
it's total
it was about
gen.
staying true to herself.
Yeah.
It was about like her artistic integrity.
Exactly. And it's, I mean, we all know what happened. I mean, that decision led to 600 million copies sold.
I know.
A film franchise that grossed billions, theme parks, like, she's a billionaire.
Yeah.
But the thing is, right, what's interesting here isn't just like the financial success, it's
Yeah.
what it represents. It's about the rewards, tangible and intangible, that can come
Yeah.
from like trusting your instincts, staying true to your path.
You know, it really makes you think about all the times that we might be tempted to take the easy route, you know, to compromise our values or our vision
Yeah.
just for the sake of like quick wins or whatever.
Totally. It's like what could we accomplish if we were more willing to like stand by our convictions even when faced with rejection?
It's a powerful question.
Yeah.
And this idea of like making difficult choices that align with your values really connects to the sermon's like core message.
Yeah, for sure.
Like it's about understanding that sometimes the most rewarding path is the one that demands the most from us, you
Yeah,
know?
definitely.
So how does this tie back to faith and religion?
Okay.
Because I know that the sermon goes on to like discuss Hebrew 11:6.
Right.
Focusing specifically on the concept of God as a rewarder of
Okay.
those who diligently seek him.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, this could be a kind of a tricky concept for some.
It can be. It can be because, I mean, the idea of God as a rewarder can be like so easily misinterpreted,
Yeah.
right? I think what the pastor is trying to do here is like challenge that traditional view of God as this strict, demanding figure,
Right.
this God who punishes those who don't follow the rules, that sort of thing.
Right. So he's trying to like shift the focus away from
Yeah.
obligation and fear and move it towards like
Totally.
seeking a relationship with God out of like genuine desire.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like it's not about blindly following like a checklist of do's and don'ts.
Right.
It's about cultivating a personal connection, a journey of seeking and discovery.
Yeah.
And this idea of reward isn't necessarily about material wealth
Right.
or worldly success,
Yeah.
It's more about the fulfillment, the peace that comes from aligning your life with like your spiritual purpose.
Yeah, it's about that internal sense of purpose, that feeling of being on the right path,
Yeah.
even if it's not always easy or clear.
Right, exactly.
But how does someone even find that path? You know,
Okay.
how do you even begin to seek something as vast and abstract as God?
Well, so the pastor uses the story of Moses, right, as a prime example of someone who chose to follow this like more difficult path guided by his faith.
Okay.
So imagine being raised in like the lack of luxury,
Yeah.
like in Pharaoh's palace,
Right.
only to discover you're actually part of like this oppressed group.
Yeah.
And then you have to choose, like, do I stay in this comfortable, like, I guess, I don't know, golden cage,
Yeah.
or do I align myself with my people and their fight for freedom?
That is a tough decision.
It's a huge decision, like to leave behind everything you've ever known for the uncertainty of the unknown.
Right. What do you think the pastor is trying to, like, highlight by focusing on Moses's choice?
Well, I think he's drawing a parallel to our own lives, right? Like, he's asking us to consider what golden cages we might be clinging to.
Right.
What comfortable situations might be preventing us from pursuing, you know, a more meaningful path, a more authentic path.
Okay.
It's about identifying those things that we prioritize, you know, like security, comfort, status.
Right.
And asking ourselves, like, are these things truly serving our higher purpose?
So it's not necessarily about everyone, like, dropping everything and devoting their lives to, like, religious service.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's much more, I think, about examining our priorities, like you said.
Yeah.
And being honest about what's truly important.
Right. So it's more about recognizing those areas in our lives where we might be making choices out of fear or even complacency.
Yes.
Rather than, like, aligning with our deepest values.
Exactly. Exactly. It's about having the courage, like Moses, to step outside our comfort zones, embrace a path that might be challenging, but ultimately more fulfilling.
Okay. I'm starting to see how all of these ideas kind of connect.
Yeah.
Like, it's about having the courage to say no to the things that don't serve us.
Right.
You know, like Rowling rejecting that 13th publisher.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's about seeking a deeper meaning and purpose beyond, like, the superficial rewards.
Mm-hmm.
Like Moses choosing freedom over comfort.
Yeah.
And it's about trusting that journey even when it's, you know, uncertain or difficult.
That's a great summary. And this leads us to, like, the next part of the sermon.
Okay.
Where the pastor shifts to his, like, call to action. And he introduces this really powerful phrase, keep on going.
Okay.
And he really emphasizes this importance of perseverance and faith, especially when facing obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
He even does this really powerful visual. Like, he brings up volunteers holding cards.
Yes.
Representing different life choices.
I was going to ask you about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he has, like, volunteers choose between cards representing amazing career.
Yeah.
Brand opportunity. World-renowned leader.
Right.
And then, like, a card that's just, like, simply dedicated to God.
Right.
So I'm so curious to hear what your take on this is. Like, what do you think he's trying to convey with this exercise?
I think it's a brilliant way to, like, illustrate the complexities of choice, right?
Yeah.
Like, we often focus on that surface appeal of a decision.
Right.
The front of the card, so to speak.
Right, right.
Like, a glamorous career, the allure of fame, a position of power. These all sound incredibly tempting, right?
Yeah.
But what about the, like, the back of the card?
Okay,
you know,
exactly.
What are the potential downsides, the hidden costs, that sort of thing?
It's so easy to get caught up in, like, the excitement of a big opportunity.
Yeah.
And, like, not fully consider.
Totally.
The potential sacrifices involved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we might, you know, neglect our families, compromise our values,
yeah.
Or even, like, lose sight of who we are in the pursuit of something that seems so alluring at first.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, like, precisely the point that the pastor is driving home.
Okay.
It's a call to look beyond the surface and, like, consider the deeper implications of our choices.
So are we chasing, like, fleeting desires?
Yeah.
Or are we making decisions that align with our, like, core values and long-term aspirations?
Exactly. And that's where this concept of keeping your eyes on the invisible comes in.
Okay.
It's about maintaining faith in something larger than ourselves, even when the immediate path seems, like, unclear or challenging.
So it's not just about, like, blindly choosing the dedicated to God card over every other option.
No, not at all.
Okay.
It's more about, like, having a guiding principle, a set of values that inform our choices, mm-hmm. even if, like, the outcome isn't immediately apparent.
Okay.
The pastor uses both Moses and Jesus as examples of individuals who faced immense hardship,
mm-hmm.
but remained, like, steadfast in their commitment to a higher purpose.
Okay.
They kept their eyes on the invisible.
Right.
Trusting that their struggles were part of a larger plan.
It's interesting that you bring up the invisible aspect, because for some people,
yeah.
that concept might be, like, hard to grasp.
It's a valid point.
How can you have faith in something that you can't see or prove?
It's a valid point. And it's where faith takes a leap, right? It's mm-hmm. about trusting that there's a deeper meaning, a guiding force, even when we can't fully comprehend it.
Okay.
And the pastor, he actually shares a very personal story about a time when he nearly abandoned his ministry.
Really?
Yeah. And he talks about, like, years of struggle, doubt, questioning his purpose.
It's relatable, right? We've all had those moments.
Oh, absolutely. We've all experienced those moments of uncertainty.
Yeah.
Where we like question our direction, wonder if we're on the right track.
Right, right.
But what's striking about the pastor's story is the way he describes like the turning point.
Okay.
It wasn't like a sudden revelation, you know, it was more of a gradual realization.
Okay.
That those years of struggle, even the moments of doubt, were actually shaping him.
Oh, wow.
Preparing him for something greater.
Okay.
It was like those experiences were all part of like this grander design.
Right.
Even when he couldn't see it at the time.
That's a powerful like perspective shift.
It is.
To like see those difficult moments, not as setbacks, but as like stepping stones on a larger journey.
Exactly. Exactly. And it ties back to that idea of keeping your eyes on the invisible, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about trusting that even when we feel like lost or directionless, there's like a guiding force at work.
Okay.
Helping us become who we're meant to be.
So it's not about like passively waiting for things to happen, but like actively engaging.
Right.
With life's challenges, trusting that they're shaping us in ways that we can't always see.
Exactly. It's about like embracing the journey, even the messy parts,
yeah.
Knowing that they're contributing to our growth, leading us toward our purpose.
Okay. That's a pretty inspiring message.
Yeah.
But like how do we apply this concept,
right,
of keeping our eyes on the invisible in our daily lives?
Right.
Like how do you actually make decisions when the future is uncertain?
Right.
And the right path isn't always like clear.
That's where the pastor offers this like powerful analogy.
Okay.
He challenges congregation to see the Bible not as like this rigid rule book,
okay,
but as a life book.
Okay.
Like a guide to navigating the complexities of existence.
So he's encouraging like a different way of approaching faith in scripture.
Absolutely. It's not about like blindly following rules. It's about seeking wisdom and guidance for navigating, you know, life's challenges.
So he's arguing that true fulfillment doesn't come from chasing like fleeting pleasures or worldly success,
yeah,
but from aligning our lives with something larger than ourselves.
Yes.
Whether that's like a spiritual purpose, a deep-seated passion, or a commitment to like making a positive impact.
He's essentially redefining success, right?
Yeah.
Moving away from these external markers like wealth or status,
right,
and focusing instead on that internal alignment between our actions and our values.
That's powerful. It's a call to live a more authentic,
yeah,
and meaningful life,
mm-hmm,
one guided by purpose and a connection to something greater than ourselves.
It is.
Yeah, that's a powerful message. It really challenges us to like look inward and ask ourselves what truly matters.
It does. And it brings us back to that initial question posed by like the cards, right?
Yeah.
Which one will you choose?
Right.
What will you prioritize in your pursuit of fulfillment?
Those are some big questions.
They are.
And I imagine they like resonated deeply with the congregation.
I'm sure they did.
But like, how does the pastor leave them,
yeah,
with a sense of hope and direction after grappling with these like weighty concepts?
Right.
Does he like offer any like practical advice?
Well, he does. And it goes back to that central theme of keeping your eyes on the invisible, right? He reminds everyone that even the most incredible journeys like Rowling's path to publishing Harry Potter or Moses leading his people to freedom, like they were filled with moments of doubt, uncertainty, seemingly insurmountable obstacles.
So it's about recognizing that the path to fulfillment isn't always going to be like easy or straightforward.
Yeah.
There will be times when we, you know, question our choices, face setbacks, and wonder if we're even on the right track.
Exactly. And it's in those moments, the pastor argues, that faith and perseverance become the most crucial.
Okay.
It's about remembering like why we started this journey in the first place, what values are guiding us, what vision we're striving toward.
So it's about like holding on to that bigger picture, that sense of purpose, even when the details are like blurry or the path ahead seems unclear.
Right.
It sounds like he's like encouraging a mindset shift.
Yeah.
Not viewing these challenges as roadblocks, but as opportunities for growth and learning.
Absolutely. He even frames it as like a form of spiritual muscle building.
Okay.
Just like physical exercise strengthens our bodies, you know, facing challenges and pushing through them strengthens our resilience, our faith, and our ability to navigate life's like complexities.
That's a really interesting analogy. So instead of avoiding discomfort,
yeah,
or seeking the easiest path,
right,
we should like embrace those challenges as opportunities to grow and develop our inner strength.
Exactly. And this ties back to that concept of choosing the right card, right?
Right.
The one that aligns with our deepest values. It might not always be the flashiest or most immediately rewarding option,
right,
but it's the one that ultimately leads to a more fulfilling and authentic life.
It sounds like he's encouraging like a long-term perspective.
Yes.
Focusing on like sustainable growth and genuine fulfillment,
yeah,
rather than chasing those quick wins or like superficial rewards.
Exactly.
But it's not just about individual growth.
Is it right?
There's also a broader message here about like making a positive impact on the world.
You're right. He emphasizes that true success isn't just about personal achievement,
okay,
but also about using our talents and resources to make a difference in the lives of others.
So it's about finding that sweet spot where like our passions, our values, and our desire to like contribute to something larger than ourselves all kind of intersect.
Yeah.
Which brings us back to you, the listener.
Yes.
How can you apply these principles of keeping your eyes on the invisible and choosing the right card in your own life?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I think it's about taking an honest look at your priorities, your values, the choices you're making.
Yeah.
Like, what are the golden cages that you might be clinging to?
Right. What opportunities are you hesitant to pursue because they seem like too challenging or too uncertain?
Exactly. And what might be on the back of those seemingly appealing cards?
Right.
What sacrifices might be involved?
Yeah.
And are you willing to make them in pursuit of something more meaningful?
These are questions worth pondering.
They are.
And there's no like one size fits all answer.
No.
But by engaging with these ideas, by reflecting on your own journey, and by trusting your intuition, you can begin to chart a path that's both like fulfilling and impactful.
Yeah.
It's been a fascinating deep dive into this sermon.
It has.
Exploring ideas of faith, sacrifice, perseverance, and ultimately like discovering what it means to live a truly meaningful life.
It's a reminder that the journey might be challenging,
yeah,
but the rewards, both internal and external, are well worth the effort.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yes, thank you.
And until next time, keep seeking, keep striving, and keep your eyes on the invisible.
Thank you for tuning in to this podcast episode presented by Selfless Church. We pray you have been blessed by the information shared during this podcast. If you would like to learn more about how to move forward in your journey with Christ, please visit www.selflesschurch.org/next steps. If this ministry is a blessing to you and you feel led to support this ministry, please visit www.selflesschurch.org/donate. Thank you for your support.